Hello, I'm Sue Penfold and I lead the Discipleship and Ministry Department for the Diocese. A slight change of tack at this stage. In this section of this evening, we're going to pray for each of the three main areas of Vision 2026. And for each of the three, there'll be a few words of explanation of the area and then a short time for prayer. And I'm here to talk about making disciples of Jesus Christ. How might we begin to pray about this aspect of Vision 2026? You've got the details on your card, the fold-out bit in the middle. Making disciples includes knowing the scriptures better, using whatever works best for us. Deepening our life of prayer, so we pray with greater urgency for the coming of the kingdom of God. And giving generously of our time, talents, and money. Being part of the answer to prayer for God's kingdom. So who is this for, these three things? Is it for them? They need to do all this. The people in our pews, or the people we hope will come into our pews? Well, of course it's them. They do need to do all this. But so do we, all of us. We need to be continually growing in our life of discipleship. Because only then will we be able to help others grow. There's some interesting research on numerical growth in churches. Apparently, one of the breaks on growth is that the more long-standing Christians get into a rut. They get bored with church. They may drift away, or they may just keep the show on the road and become ineffective. It's what happens when you stop growing as a disciple. So perhaps one of the things we need to pray for is more imaginative ways to help one another grow in discipleship, a whole range of approaches. I'm sure we'll include the tried and tested method of study groups, but perhaps we can come up with some new ideas as well. Maybe we need to look at how our Sunday teaching meets the needs of long-standing Christians, or experiment with things like mentoring or spiritual direction. Whatever, we need to pray for new ideas. And we need to see growth in discipleship as a lifelong challenge, not something that stops when you're confirmed or at some other point. I'm privileged to have one of the last letters written by a very good friend. She died of cancer in 1988 in her mid-40s. She wrote this: I may have anything between 2 weeks and 2 months to live. So I need every day to thank the Lord for giving me another day to live. Please pray I may marvel each day as it comes and not sink into despair and doubt. There has to be a purpose in the Lord keeping me alive, i.e. to pray more, much more for others. To read the Bible and find new treasures in it each day. And to see much more of the everyday joys and positive reasons for having a life to live. She was serious about praying. She had a list of all the people she met, staff and visitors, 59 that week. She was praying for each of them individually. But she was also praying seriously for her goddaughter, my daughter, who was then 2 years old. And I'm quite certain those prayers have been answered. She wanted her life to count as she read her Bible and gave generously of her time to pray for others. And it was abundantly obvious at her funeral that it did. She found the life that was real life, not the pale, comfortable imitation that so easily passes for life. And that's what being disciples of Jesus Christ is about, for her, for you, and for me. And it's worked out in these practical areas like scripture, prayer, and serious giving. And so we come to prayer. For each section, the prayer slot will be in a different style because we know you all pray differently. So if you don't like this one, hang on in there. The next one will be different. This time we have a few minutes of silent individual prayer with some slides on the screen if that helps you focus. You could pray for your local initiatives to help people grow as disciples of Jesus and for the imagination to find new ways of doing that. And I think we should pray for a holy discontent that no one in our churches will be satisfied with their current level of faith, that they'll want to grow. And pray for yourself that you will continue to grow as a disciple of Jesus. And actually, you need to pray that for me too. So let us pray.